All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Wolf Creek Pub or Wolf Creek Infrastructure Financing District. Today is May 1st. It's 11:05. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow, Jensen and Reese. For the call to order, if we could go through, everyone state your name for the recording and the record. We'll start with the board. John, you're the chair. You want to start?
Hi, John Lewis, Eden, Utah.
Shane Dunleavy, Vice Chair, Eden, Utah.
Jeff Reese Clark, is that right?
One of
you
Secretary.
is the treasurer and one's the clerk. Yeah. So Shane, you're the treasurer.
I'm the
Yeah.
treasurer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm the treasurer.
Jeff
And
Reese
vice
Clark.
chair. Oh,
And vice chair.
I take it back. You're the vice chair, but Candace is the treasurer.
That's what I
That's
thought.
right.
Okay.
That's
Yeah.
right. That's right. Sorry to cut you off.
No problem. Jeff Reese Clark.
This is Matt Entz with Snow, Jensen and Reese District Council.
This is Brendan Campbell with Pinnacle Consulting Group Accounting Services.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. First item, board, are the board meeting minutes from our February 10th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do you need me to put them up on the screen?
I have reviewed them and don't have any changes.
Okay. Could we get a motion to approve them then, Shane?
Sure, I make a motion to approve the minutes from when it was the last meeting. Well, the prior
February
meeting,
10th.
the
Yep,
February 10th
perfect.
board meeting.
Thanks,
I'll
Shane.
second the motion.
Thanks, John. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. I have to ask, Jeff, were you like pitching batting practice or what with that right shoulder of yours?
No, I had a AC joint full separation and had surgery
Ooh.
about 2 weeks ago, so I'm on the mend.
Ooh. Well, sorry, shoulders hurt.
Shoulders do hurt.
All right, next up is the tentative budget. So I'll turn the time over to Brendan and board, feel free to ask all the questions you need.
Thank you.
Set the stage a little bit. Michael's already talked a little bit about process in terms of we're adopting a tentative budget, and then we're looking at no sooner than a week approving a final budget. And that final budget is what gets filed with the state. That's what goes on record. That meeting where we present that final budget, that's where we have our public hearing, and the public can come and give their input on the budget. But essentially, what we're doing with the adoption of the budget is we are going through a public process to let the public know, and then filing that with the state of what we potentially might expect our revenues and expenditures to be by type, by fund. Really, the way that budgets work is they're treated more or less as a not to exceed. So if you set a budget line item of $100,000, as long as you stay within that $100,000, then statutorily you're good, right? If you spend $101,000, you're no longer good. You need to amend your budget and you need to go through that process again. So when we look at these numbers, I'll get into more detail of where they came from and what they reflect, but also understand that they're kind of that not to exceed amount. So the hey, we don't have to come back and amend budgets and do things later. And we're setting these budgets with the expectation that we will be within those dollar amounts. All right, so you do have pulled up in front of you, Jeff, for the board, the general fund. Well, what I would actually like to do is go 2 pages down and start in the capital fund, because that's really where the money comes in and everything flows out from there. And so it's just more intuitive to walk through a little bit backwards, but it's beneficial to do it that way.
So here.
Yes. Okay. So the source of the numbers in this tentative budget are actually the closing documents for the 2024 assessment lien bonds that were issued. And so if you looked at the DA Davidson financial numbers, these line up with that and line up with that closing. So what you'll
Brendan,
note, oh, go ahead.
it's actually Piper Sandler.
Did I say Dave Davidson? Not my apologies. Piper Sandler. Yes. Wrong group. Thank you. But if you look at the other sources, uses of funds under bond proceeds, you'll see that that bond issuance amount was $69,430,000. So that was the par amount that was the bond issuance amount. From there, then those monies get used and dispersed for different things. The first line item that you'll see there is the cost of issuance. So there are certain costs that are incurred to pay Piper Sandler, all of your legal counsel, everybody that was involved in that bond issuance process. To issue that $69 million is roughly $1.8 million of costs incurred to issue those bonds. And so those, that gets set aside in a cost of issuance fund, and that is restricted for and pays those invoices at closing. The next line item we have is transfer to general fund. So that $153,020 is, you'll see later, that transfers up to the general fund, and that is to cover just the general administrative costs of the district for the first 2-3 years, or however long that money lasts. But the intent was that they would cover roughly 3 years of expenses. And then moving down, you see that transfer to debt service, that $18,732,088. That is an amount that gets sent to the debt service fund. Now with that, and when we get to the debt service fund, we'll talk about what those monies are held for, but those get moved to the debt service fund for other purposes, not for payment of infrastructure, not payment, repayment of the developer or capital. And when we get to the debt service fund, again, repeating myself, but we'll talk about those purposes. But what that nets out from that $69 million of bond proceeds after cost of issuance, the general fund, the debt service fund, there's $48,706,292 remaining. That is the bucket of money that is available to pay for public infrastructure. So as those costs are incurred and submitted, just like was done yesterday, those come out of that $48 million bucket of funds, and they repay the developer in accordance with that infrastructure acquisition agreement that was in place. And so that is the way we budgeted, is that all of those monies would be reimbursed or expended in 2025. Now, if you don't spend all that in 2025 and some of that carries into 2026 or 2027, whatever, it's okay, right? This is just a budget of not to exceed. If you can spend up to that $48,700,000 in 2025, but if you come in under and anything goes to future years, we just reappropriate or rebudget for that in the next year. So that's the capital fund. Any questions yet on that?
Nope.
Okay. Nope. Clear on that.
Awesome. So then let's go up one page to the debt service fund. So here, this is where you see that $18 million come in from the capital fund that was sent to the debt service fund. So that's right there in that middle, transfer from capital fund. So those are monies, again, from the bond issuance that are set aside for debt service purposes. So there's a couple of purposes or uses of those monies. One, if you go to the bottom section, that components of ending fund balance, you'll notice that there's a debt service reserve of $6,755,413. So that is a required reserve in accordance with the bond documents that was set aside at closing and is collateral for the bond issuance and the bond holders, and will be used to repay the bond holders in the future. And the way it's usually modeled is, it's, you know, as you're coming to the end of the bond repayment, that'll kind of be the final payment. You liquidate that reserve and it just pays off the bond, so you get near that repayment. The other component that is built into this issuance is a concept called capitalized interest. And so you'll note that at the end of the year, we anticipate having $9.3 million. That $9.3 million plus, if you scroll up just a little bit, you'll see our 2025 bond payment of about $2.6 million. So if you take that $2.6 million plus the 9.3 and add those up, that's the total amount that was transferred over from the capital fund. But that capitalized interest, what its purpose is to pay for the interest expense of the bonds for the first roughly 3 years. So as the development is developing, as those fees are starting to get collected that go toward those bonds, there is money that is set aside to make sure that those bond payments are made for those first 3 years while everything's being built and constructed. So that capitalized interest is just essentially money set aside to cover interest expense for the first 3 years. So you see in 2025, we have an expense of roughly $2.6 million that we'll pay. And then that $9.3 million will continue to pay interest into 2026 and 2027. Any questions there? Awesome.
All good.
All right. And then if we scroll up to the general fund. So the general fund is the general administrative costs for the district. So as a government entity, we have certain requirements that we have to fulfill. You have to have an accountant doing accounting work. You are required to have an annual audit to hire an auditor to come in and review the financials of the audit. And you also have to carry insurance. And then obviously there are compliance requirements with the state and legal involvement in all of those elements. And so there's costs to just exist and to administer this entity and to take care of all of its day-to-day needs. That's where this all occurs. And so as a placeholder budget, we set aside $50,000, and that's what was built into the bonds, $50,000 a year, and that's where that $153,000 comes into play. So you'll see that transfer from capital fund of the 153 again to cover operations for the first few years, and that's based roughly on this $50,000 budget. Now, these are not hard numbers, the $50,000. These are estimates, not to exceeds. So as services are provided, you will be billed for services rendered. Those invoices would be submitted to the board. The board reviews those. The board authorizes those, and those are paid with board approval. So you'll know how you're trending and tracking against these budgets, and you'll have transparency of what's being billed and for what purpose. Any questions on that?
And so are these numbers, where do they come from? Like accounting and finance, are these quotes from someone that we anticipate, or are these just historical averages? Or I just want to make sure that we're adequately covered here.
So essentially, it's based on what we've seen in other deals in other districts and what it costs to administer. And so we put those in. They're not specific quotes of this is what it will cost, but they're.
If it's a not to exceed, I just want to make sure that we're, I guess what would happen if this budget is approved not to exceed 17,000 and it ends up being 20,000? What happens?
Yeah, so essentially, we would have to come back to the board and talk about why it's trending over budget, get your approval to go over budget, and amend the budget to go over that $50,000 threshold. I don't anticipate us going over budget. It's a great question, but these numbers, my experiences are healthy enough to be able to cover the
Okay.
expected and the unexpected, unless something really extraordinary happens.
That seems to be our situation, extraordinary events. So I that's why we're being sensitive.
Yeah. So Jeff, I agree with Brendan. Those would be historic averages from all of the different districts when you look at them across the board. This year, let's take the audit. We have it in there to show you guys. We won't be required to have an audit until a year from now when it looks back at 25.
Okay.
So Brennan put it in there to show you guys typically what it's going to be. So we'll have at least 10,000 under expend, if you want to call it that, from this budget for this year. As Brennan said earlier, that just flows into fund balance for next year. So we're able to use it in a future year for these administrative costs.
And is the our budget line items fungible? Meaning if we, let's say we don't have the 10 audit this year, but the accounting and finance was complicated and it was 22, do we need to go back and revise line by line, or are we good as long as it's covered in the total?
I'm gonna say you're good as long as it's in this fund. You can move money
Okay.
inside of this fund.
Got it.
Now, if we needed to bring money in, say, from capital projects, then yes, we would need to do a budget amendment. But for Brendan to move, let's say, 2000 from audit up to accounting, as long as it's within this fund, he can do that.
Jeff, I was just going to add that, you're exactly right, that, something unexpected could, change these numbers. For example, the 18,725 is going to be more than enough for legal and management services. That's my services. It's Michael's services, assuming there's not, something unexpected that occurs. And that something could be if a lawsuit is filed against the district, and so you have to incur additional legal expenses to, to be involved in a lawsuit, that would obviously, that would probably almost certainly exceed the
Yeah,
number we have there.
I think
So,
we can expect that a lawsuit will come at some point.
okay, and we'll just play it by ear. When that comes, and when we know that that's going to be an additional expense, then the board will reconvene in one of its meetings and do a budget amendment. So that's not that unusual. I've represented many local governments, and budget amendments are just part of the process. So you shouldn't be concerned about the need for that in general. And we'll just have to monitor, and if that need arises, we'll, work with Brendan to take care of it.
Do we need to move to adopt the budget?
Yeah, whenever you guys are comfortable, if you have more questions, ask. I mean, we can go through it. Brendan is great at going through stuff. So I don't want to do it until you guys are comfortable.
I'm comfortable. You answered all of my questions. John or Shane, do you have any additional questions that are yet to be answered?
I'm good.
Yeah, I don't have any questions. I'm good.
Then I'll move
Okay.
to accept and adopt the budget.
I'll second that.
All right, so we have a motion to approve the tentative budget. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. That is everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us? You need us to work on anything? Questions generally for the district?
I do not have anything further.
Nope.
Okay.
No, just
Okay.
thanks, Brendan, to you and your team for helping us with this, and also with the wire. Appreciate you guys.
Michael, should we talk about when to get a meeting on the calendar to come back and
Oh,
approve the final budget?
thank you. Why did I forget that? All right, so bust out your calendars.
Okay.
We need at least 7 days. So let's look. You guys want to do it next Friday, a week from Friday, or the following week? We don't, a minimum of 7 days would be the way to say it. So
Okay,
would
I'm
the
not a,
week of the 12th be the best?
yeah, John and I are both out on Friday, so I would
Okay.
say, yeah, looks like we already have a meeting scheduled on the 12th at 11 a.m.
I don't see that.
You don't see that? I'm showing.
Are you looking in May or April?
I'm looking in May 12th, 11 a.m. Zoom. 2380 Washington Boulevard, Suite 360.
It's
Wolf
not
Creek
in mine.
IFD discussion. Invitation from Ashlyn Tuckett.
That's not
Oh,
theirs.
I know what this is. Sorry. That's a county meeting. I got
Oh.
it. Forget it. Yeah, that's county to figure out how to use the IFD to cover our subdivision escrows. Fact,
Okay.
I was going to talk to you guys about it because we may need to have you on that meeting. So I'll send you an email about that.
Okay,
Yeah,
yeah.
no, that's a discussion we've had with other governments too. And there are ways we can accomplish that. So I'd be happy to be part of that discussion.
That'd be great. I'll send you an email later today and copy the invite, because I do think you guys will need to be on there.
Okay.
Our county hasn't really done IFDs, so they're still trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, it sounds like Monday at 11 on the 12th is out for our
definitely
board meeting. So give us a time. When that week does it work for you guys? I would say we only need a half hour. Unless we have some public that shows up, then maybe a little longer, but I doubt it.
Why don't we just do Monday morning?
Okay.
You guys propose a time. We're pretty well open Monday morning.
We are as well. So you tell us what works. Well, Brandon, are you good that Monday?
So I am good on Monday after probably 9:30, 10. I get the joy of going to the dentist first thing in the morning. So
yeah. On a Monday?
From the chair.
Dude. Yeah, let's do 10 a.m.
All right.
10? Okay, sounds good. We'll send out an invite then Monday the 12th at 10.
Great.
Okay, perfect.
Thanks, y'all.
All right, let's have, we need a motion to adjourn.
Oh,
I'll move to adjourn.
I second.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Jeff. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.